This is your Concordia, Nebraska All Sports Leader, Koopski, brought to you by The Sower. Welcome back, everybody. My name is Wyatt Kubi, alongside my partners, Eric Cumley. We got another great week of Concordia Athletics coming right your way. We're going to start with a dominating win by Concordia's football team against Mount Marty. We beat Mount Marty 38-7 with a defensive touchdown with a pick six by Kadrin Cox. Honestly, could have gone a fumble recovery for a touchdown or a pick six. They recorded a pick six.
Yeah, and P. Mitch had a pretty good fumble return of his own for 24 yards, but we'll start off with the offense real quick. DJ McGarvey went 12 for 19, 151 yards, three total touchdowns. He did not throw a pick, so that's always great to see. Devin Ziegler had 11 attempts for 63 yards, 5.7 average. He did not record a score of his own.
But Martin Solano had 13 attempts and 63 yards of his own. He had the touchdown for the Bulldogs running backs. That dynamic duo of Ziegler and Solano all game was really the key factor and a good 1-2 punch from our offense.
It really was. It really helped make up the absence of Jonah. And, you know, it helped have Mount Marty not able to focus on one player.
Right. And you got two different styles of running backs. You got Ziegler, who's speedy and quick and will get 3 yards with one move. And then you got Martin Solano, who will lower his head and bulldoze his way for a huge gain. He'll have a 3 yard gain and then bulldoze his way through to get a first down. You know, he's a tough running back that'll get you those chunk yards. And then Ziegler, as we said, is just speedy and quick. He'll get you the big plays.
Yes, he will. And for the receiving end, Caden Barron caught 5 passes for 67 yards, 24 yards for his long, but he had 2 touchdowns.
He was a key factor in the red zone for those 2 touchdowns, along with Garrett Sharp, who had 3 receptions for 64 yards, 21.3 average per catch, and he also recorded a touchdown in the red zone. So you got 2 big red zone threats to really help out your offense.
Yeah, and as we said earlier, the defense had a great game. We have 2 GPAC Player of the Weeks. One of them is on defense, one's on special teams. Lane Napier is the defensive GPAC Player of the Week. He recorded 20 total tackles, 13 solo, 7 assists. He also had 1 tackle for loss and 1 forced fumble and 1 fumble recovery.
Yeah, so he was all over the field making plays left and right. Once again, Lane Napier, you can't go a week without mentioning his name. And Kadrin Cox also played a great game. As we mentioned, had the interception for a touchdown. And not just that, our whole defense played really great. We had Isaiah Connors, doesn't really record stats here, but he had great lockdown defense throughout the entire game, made some great open field tackles. So, you know, we can name all 22 defensive players that played because we went too deep in that game because they all did great.
Yeah, everyone did great as a whole. We had 3 total sacks. Jackson Kant got 1/2 sack. Devin Pauly had 1 sack of his own. Tao Solo had 1/2 sack. Jordan Cavillac had 1/2 sack. And Peyton Stevens had 1/2 sack. So, as you can see, not one person's just getting a sack. The whole team is getting there and sharing it, and that's just tough to stop when the whole team's getting there.
Right. I mean, sometimes we would rush 3. Like on Peyton Stevens' sack, we rushed 3 guys along with him, and all 3 got to the quarterback. So you're talking great pressure with just 3 rushers is huge to have on the defensive side.
Yeah, and as we mentioned earlier, we had a special teams player of the week. Carell Colmoose was the special teams player of the week. He was our punter this week.
He had 5 punts for a total of 217 yards. Average was 43.4 yards a kick. And his longest was 57 yards. He had 1 touchback and 4 of them inside the 20. So you're talking big time performance from the punting situation. We punt 5 times. 4 of them inside the 20 to give Mount Marty terrible field position. That's a win.
That is most definitely a win. All sides of the ball were really clicking here. This is a very good game for us. And, you know, going into this next game against Midland, we will definitely need everyone to be clicking because this will be a fight to the end.
It is literally Concordia versus Concordia. Both teams play very similar styles. Both teams come in at a 4-3 record. So this is one of those situations where you hope to have the better week of practice in order to win.
You know, it's kind of whoever wins this game has the higher hopes of making playoffs. Whoever wins it still needs help to make the playoffs, but this is the game to get you in that talking category.
It really does. Next up for the Bulldogs, as we mentioned, we'll face Midland. That is a home game on Saturday, October 23rd, inside Bulldog Stadium at 1 p.m. Show up and show out and support your Bulldogs. Next, we're going to move over to men's soccer, who had another heartbreaking game. Good news, it wasn't a loss. It was a tie. Concordia's first GPAC tie, second tie of the season, was a 3-3 tie in double overtime against Hastings.
There was a lot of shots in this game.
There definitely was a lot of shots. You had two goals in the first period by Concordia, one by Hastings, but then it just flipped. Hastings had the two goals in the second period. We had one in the second to make it a 3-3 tie, and then nothing in the net for both teams throughout both overtimes. So defense really shut down everybody when it came to the overtimes.
Yeah, both defenses really did. Concordia had a total of 22 shots, 12 on goal, while Hastings had 19 shots, 9 of them on goal. Concordia didn't have a shot in the first overtime, and they only had 2 in the second, while Hastings had 3 in the first overtime and 2 in the second. Nobody really could get any shots off in those overtimes.
Nobody really could. We'll go in the scoring summary. We had the first goal within 8 minutes of the game. The first 8 minutes was scored by Hastings off a turnover. And then Concordia bounced right back in the 16th minute with a goal from Yacine Besaid with an assist from Martin Herrera. And then in the 40th minute, Concordia gets their second goal by Ryan Wilkutch, assisted by Yacine Besaid. So once again, we're saying his name. And then in the 56th minute, coming out of halftime, Hastings gets their goal, as well as another goal in the 74th minute. And Concordia comes up strong in the 79th minute with a goal by Martin Herrera, unassisted, to make it a 3-3 tie. And each team also had a red card. We had a red card in the 73rd minute to Renzo Bozo. And then in the 108th minute, Hastings had a red card with a bunch of other yellow cards that we're not going to go into at this moment. But talk about offense. I mean, let's go back to this number, 22 total shots, 12 of them on goal. You're talking some great defense right there.
Yeah, and as you're saying, we're always saying Yacine Besaid's name. He's just playing great soccer. He had 6 shots of his own, 3 of them on goal. 1 goal and an assist of his own. He is playing great this year. He's really having a great year. And in goal for Concordia was Gabriel Mendoza. He played the whole game. He had 6 total saves and he allowed 3 goals.
Yeah, and honestly, you're talking a great performance by the goalie himself when the opponent has 19 total shots, 9 of them on goal. So you're in a great position when you have 6 saves and still producing. It's just kind of unfortunate that our offense, with those 22 shots, could not get anything going in overtime.
Yeah, for men's soccer, we are reaching the end of the season. Right now, we are sitting at an overall record of 6-6-2, 4-3-1 in GPAC. Next up, we will play Briarcliff University on October 20th in Sioux City, Iowa at 3:30 p.m., and then we will return home against Presentation College on October 23rd at 8 p.m. inside Bulldog Stadium.
Show up and show out and support your Bulldogs. Moving on to women's soccer. They played 2 games. They had a great win against College of St. Mary. They won that game 1-0 in regulation. Concordia had 14 shots and 11 of them on goal. Talk about offense right there. And College of St. Mary had 7 shots, 4 of them on goal. And our goalie, again, was Kylie Ward, who had all three saves. And defense, once again, came up with one.
The team save is, I'm pretty sure, is when they kick it and we just block it, basically. Like, we don't use our hands or anything.
So it's inside the goalie box. And
yeah, it's inside the goalie box.
The goalie doesn't
box,
save it, but the defense
does. Kicks it out.
Well, look at that. Our defense comes up true to help our goalie out. And the lone goal came from Michaela Martinez in the 50th minute, assisted by Madeline Hugan.
Yeah, they had an all-around great game. There was not a red or yellow card in this game. It was very clean. I don't want to say easy because it was only a 1-0 win, but you know, it was, they controlled the whole game.
They really did. I mean, you had Michaela Martinez leading the way for the Bulldogs with four shots, three of them on goal and one goal. She was all over the field and basically was one of the main reasons Concordia won.
The defense did great as well. College of St. Mary only had seven shots, four of them were on goal. All around, we just controlled the game, and you know, that's what happens when you control the game, you win.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking a team that looked determined to win, no matter what the circumstance was against this St. Mary team, who came into the game 6-5-1 overall, 4-2 overall. You know, a middle-of-the-pack program this season, and we're able to come out and prove that we are the better team in this situation.
They had a second game against Hastings College. Unfortunately, they did not get the win out of that one. This was basically the complete opposite of what happened against College of St. Mary. We only had one shot. It wasn't on goal, compared to Hastings' 15 shots, 7 on goal.
Yeah, Hastings controlled the game from the get-go. I mean, you talk about domination from Hastings. Our one shot came in the first period, and then after that, Hastings just controlled the game the rest of the way, and their goal came in the 87th minute. Crunch time, really, in a rivalry game. Unfortunately, went into the opposite direction. Kylie Ward had six saves of her own. She had a great game. Just that one that snuck in the 87th minute really was a heartbreaker.
Yeah, you know, they stuck
in
it.
Very unfortunate.
They stuck in it the whole game until the last 87th minute. That's just tough when you don't get any offense going.
It really is. I mean, you're also playing a Hastings team who is 9-4-1 overall. 5-3-1 in GPAC as of now after this win for them, sitting fifth in GPAC. So you're playing a pretty good Hastings team in a rivalry game with both teams wanting to set an edge in this game.
Next up for the women's, they will also go to Sioux City, Iowa and play Briarcliff University on October 20th at 1 p.m. And then just like the men's, they will also return home, play Presentation College on October 23rd at 5:30 p.m. inside Bulldog Stadium.
Yep, that Presentation College is an out-of-conference game. Hopefully they can get momentum going into the postseason. Women's soccer now sits 7-5-2 overall, 4-3-2 in GPAC play. Moving on to the inside sport of volleyball, Concordia played two games, one against Briarcliff and another one against Morningside. We're going to start off with the Briarcliff game. We won that game 3-0, 3-0 in a pretty dominating fashion in the first two sets. We won the first set 25-16, won the second set 25-19. Then it got a little closer, winning the last set 25-20. What a way to answer. We had a four-game losing streak, and we finally break that with the Briarcliff win, which is a huge win for our Bulldogs. Briarcliff was a terrible team. They had one win in GPAC. So this was a great boost of confidence for our Bulldogs, getting the taste of winning again.
It's great for that. You know, when you're in a really hard slump, it just feels great. It doesn't matter who it is to win 3-0 in all sets.
I just want to point out Tyra Callahan once again had 42 assists. You know, we're always talking about her with assists, but she had four attempts and four kills. She had 100% on kills. What a performance. That's unheard of.
Yeah, it is. And Erica Heinderling led the way for the Bulldogs with 13 kills of her own. And Carly Rodaway had 10 kills. And then Gabby Nordacre had 9.
Yeah, so a great team win here for the Bulldogs. You're talking the assists from Callahan to the kills from Heinzerling. All around great win. On the defensive side for the Bulldogs, we had 57 digs to Briarcliff's 44. So we won on the defensive side. All around great win. Moving on to the Morningside game, they won that game once again to start a two-game winning streak. They won that game 3-0. They won the first set 25-14 and the second 25-22. And they finally knocked it home in the third, 25-19. This is a great boost of confidence for Concordia as we head into a very critical moment in...
towards the end of the season.
Right, towards the end of the season in GPAC play. There is 4 games left, and then you hit GPAC playoffs. So, you know, all this is critical. And the good news, we have 3 of those 4 games are home games, so we get the home court advantage. So hopefully we can get stuff done. But moving back to the Hastings games, Tyra Cullahan once again had 34 assists.
And Erica Heinderling led the way again for the Bulldogs with 13 kills again. And Gabby Nordacre had 10 of her own, and Cameron Opner had 9. We dominated the kill category with 45 kills compared to their 26.
Yeah, we definitely did. Defense definitely came up strong. We had 55 digs to Morningside's 51. All around, just great effort and great win.
In both of those games, really.
Right, and to snap a 4-game losing streak to get onto a 2-game winning streak, that's a huge boost of confidence when you're going up against the number one team in NAIA, Jamestown. That is your next opponent inside Friedrich Arena. On October 22nd at 7:30 p.m., that is going to be the game of the week, in my opinion. It may not show up as NAIA game of the week, but in my opinion, this is our moment to shine. If we can take down Jamestown at home, the number one seeded team in the nation, that is going to be a huge boost of confidence.
It really will. And then after Jamestown, the next day, they will play Dakota Westland on October 23rd, again inside Friedrich Arena at 4 p.m. They only have 4 games left, and they really need to win all of them. The rest of their games are challenging, difficult games against Northwestern and Hastings in the future. Both have received or are in the top 25.
Right.
This is it, really.
This is huge. I mean, you're talking great teams. Even Dakota Wesleyan's in the top 25. Literally, the last 4 games of your schedule, all of them are in the top 25 or receiving votes. This is huge. This is key for Concordia. We're still receiving votes for top 25, even though we're not ranked. You're still talking, if we're talking volleyball terms, this is the Big Ten of volleyball. This is the conference that excels in volleyball, because look here, you got Jamestown ranked number 1, College of St. Mary ranked 11th, Midland ranked 6th, Dakota Wesleyan ranked 15th, Doan ranked 23rd, Concordia receiving votes, Northwestern 14, Dort 16, Hastings receiving votes. All but 3 teams are ranked or receiving votes in GPAC. This is the toughest schedule and conference that you can play in.
Oh, most definitely. I mean, it doesn't get harder than this, and these last 4 games are very critical for us to receive those votes and make the playoffs.
It really is. Hopefully we can get it done.
They have not run for a while, but our cross-country team will run this Saturday at the Mount Marty University Invite on October 23rd at 10:30 a.m. in Yankton, South Dakota. It's been a while for them, but you know what? They did very well last time they ran, especially the women's, and the men's also did pretty well, finishing top 3. Watch them show up if you can.
Yeah.
But it'll be a great one.
It definitely will be, and hopefully we can get another win for the Bulldog cross-country teams and jump up in the rankings. A little update on that. Concordia's women's jumped to 11th in the top 25 poll. So they went from 15 to 11 last time we checked. So congratulations to them, and hopefully they can keep it up. And men are still not in the top 25, which is very unfortunate because they had a really good season.
They have. They really have. I don't understand why they are not. But
they're not even receiving votes, which is very disappointing.
Yep. It's not our vote. They would definitely have mine, but...
Oh, yeah. They definitely would. But hopefully they can squeak in the top 25 here in this next run.
Yep. This is their last run before the GPAC Cross Country Championships on November 6th.
Good luck to them. Support your Bulldogs. That is all the time we have for you today. Thanks for tuning in. If you have any thoughts, questions, or comments, please email us at cunekoopski@gmail.com. Follow us on Instagram at cunekoopski and Twitter
at Koopski.
And thank you all and have a great day.
Bye.